rabies in horses. This is Hoofbeat on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Precautions include talking with your veterinarian and having your horse vaccinated. A story out of Colorado that a horse in northeastern Colorado had tested positive for rabies prompted a call to the office of Dr. Tony Forshey, state veterinarian in Ohio, to learn more about rabies in horses. Dr. Forshey says that while rabies in horses isn't unusual, he would describe it as uncommon.
But rabies is endemic in the United States, and so we see occasionally a horse or a cow or something come in that has rabies.
So for a horse owner, what are some of the things, precautions maybe they should take?
Well, certainly vaccination is a part of that. They can vaccinate horses for rabies, and their veterinarian can help guide and consult them on that, and they probably should be, particularly if they're out in pastures and stuff and exposed to raccoons have been our primary one, some skunks, but if they're going to be out and we find that some of these horses are even stabled and the raccoons get in the barn and they're infected and stuff, and that's a good possibility. You know, oftentimes these raccoons, at least if they're showing clinical signs, will just act kind of dumb and you know something's not right with them. And those are the ones that come into the Ohio Department of Health lab. They're the ones that test for rabies here in Ohio, and they're pretty active in getting those tested to make sure that if it is not, well, then they follow up with the family and those sorts of things.
So would we recognize rabies visually in a horse?
Well, it varies in clinical signs in large animals. And horses and cattle, we have a saying, we call it dumb rabies, because oftentimes they'll just stand there like they're out of it, and maybe their tongue's hanging out, there'll be excessive salivation, and they're just not with it, if you will. And so those are some of the signs that we see.
So is it something we should be aware of year-round or just certain times of the year?
Well, obviously, when you have a population in summertime, spring, summer, fall primarily, but we do see it in the winter times once in a while, because these raccoons will harbor in the barns where it's warm and those sorts of things. So it's really a year-round thing if you really look at it closely. So it can be any time.
Again, Dr. Forshey stresses that horse owners should monitor their horses for signs of rabies, and second, should contact their local veterinarian and talk with them about the best ways to protect the animal. That's Hoofbeat. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield, Ag News for America.